At the Assistance Dog Institute in Santa Rosa, dogs are taught to do many things in order to assist people with disabilities. They watch for traffic, turn lights on or off, pick up dropped items, and much more. But Dr. Bonnie Bergen, the founder and director of the Institute, has recently been training some of the dogs in a whole new skill.
I was always interested in how much dogs could learn, and so I kind of thought to myself, could these dogs read? And you know, I didn't know what I was thinking. I really didn't. But one day at the Institute, because we do research, I decided to really give it a try, and they can.
Just to be clear here, we should define what reading means in this context.
It's not that they are reading sentences or novels or anything like that, but what they can do is actually recognize a static symbol and attribute meaning to it.
Now, in case this is a little hard to picture, Bergen explains how they go about teaching the dogs. It's a bit like using flashcards.
What we did, because we're always trying to make it easy for humans, is we would write the word SIT on an 8.5 by 11 sheet and show it to the dog and teach the dog that symbol, because it's just an abstract symbol to the dog, meant doing an actual sit posture or down or turn or roll, and they can spot it.
As she was experimenting with her dogs, Bergen also tried teaching them to adopt the behaviors shown in pictures, then moved on to simple drawings.
So then I created dog stick figures. And what we found is that they could look at a stick figure they'd never seen before and do the posture. No prior training.
Bergen says she was very impressed with that. However, a visiting team of researchers from Stanford was less so. But they were interested in seeing the dogs respond to pictures.
So I went and got my dog and I pulled out some pictures of sits and downs and rolls and brought my dog out and I showed one after another and the dog nailed it and they're going, oh my God. And so they then equated me with the significance of them being able to look at pictures, which is that the dog has something called symbolic referent. In other words, they can look at something that looks real and they can make an assumption about it and follow through on that assumption, which is something young kids can't do.
Subsequent trials have shown that the ability to read this way appears common among all the breeds Bergen has tested. So reading is now part of the training curriculum for all the animals at the Assistance Dog Institute.
Every single dog here gets taught to read, but only 3 or 4 words, because the college students are also teaching them how to turn lights on and off and tug open doors and pick up dropped items and all of these other skills and tasks.
Bergen has written up her findings in a book called simply Teach Your Dog to Read.